Harry felt a huge jolt of excitement. He had seen the snitch. It was shimmering at the foot of one of the Gryffindor goalposts. But he mustn't catch it yet, and if Malfoy saw it... Faking a look of sudden concentration, Harry pulled his firebolt around and sped off toward the Slytherin end. It worked. Malfoy went haring after him, clearly thinking Harry had seen the snitch there. Whoosh! One of the bludgers came streaking past Harry's right ear, hit by the gigantic Slytherin beater, Derek. Then again, whoosh! The second bludger grazed Harry's elbow. The other beater, Bowl, was closing in. Harry had a fleeting glimpse of Bowl and Derek zooming toward him, clubs raised. He turned the firebolt upward at the last second, and Bowl and Derek collided with a sickening crunch. "Ha-ha!" yelled Lee Jordan as the Slytherin beaters lurched away from each other, clutching their heads. "Two bad boys! You'll need to get up earlier than that to beat a firebolt! And it's Gryffindor in possession again as Johnson takes the quaffle. Flint alongside her. Poke him in the eye, Angelina. It was a joke, Professor. It was a joke. Oh, no! Flint in possession. Flint flying toward the Gryffindor goalpost. Come on now, Wood! Save!" But Flint had scored. There was an eruption of cheers from the Slytherin end, and Lee swore so badly that Professor McGonagall tried to tug the magical megaphone away from him. "Sorry, Professor, sorry. It won't happen again." So, Gryffindor in the lead, 30 points to 10, and Gryffindor in possession. It was turning into the dirtiest game Harry had ever played in. Enraged that Gryffindor had taken such an early lead, the Slytherins were rapidly resorting to any means to take the quaffle. Bowl hit Alicia with his club and tried to say he'd thought she was a bludger. George Weasley elbowed Bowl in the face in retaliation. Madame Hooch awarded both teams penalties, and Wood pulled off another spectacular save, making the score 40-10 to Gryffindor. The snitch had disappeared again. Malfoy was still keeping close to Harry as he soared over the match, looking around for it. Once Gryffindor was 50 points ahead. Katie scored 50-10. Fred and George Weasley were swooping around her, clubs raised in case any of the Slytherins were thinking of revenge. Bowl and Derek took advantage of Fred's and George's absence to aim both bludgers at Wood. They caught him in the stomach, one after the other, and he rolled over in the air, clutching his broom, completely winded. Madame Hooch was beside herself.
"You do not attack the keeper unless the quaffle is within the scoring area," she shrieked at Bowl and Derek. "Gryffindor penalty."
And Angelina scored 60-10. Moments later, Fred Weasley pelted a bludger at Warrington, knocking the quaffle out of his hands. Alicia seized it and put it through the Slytherin goal, 70-10. The Gryffindor crowd below was screaming itself hoarse. Gryffindor was 60 points in the lead, and if Harry caught the snitch now, the cup was theirs. Harry could almost feel hundreds of eyes following him as he soared around the field, high above the rest of the game, with Malfoy speeding along behind him.